الشيخ رحمه الله تعالى says: وأما صدقة الأثمان فقد تقدم أنه ليس في شيء حتى تبلغ 200 درهم وفي ربع العشر. As for the zakah of the currencies, فقد تقدم أنه ليس في شيء حتى تبلغ 200 درهم. It has proceeded that there is nothing in it, that is, there is no zakah on it, حتى تبلغ 200 درهم, until it is up to 200 dirham. This is with respect to siva, as we have explained. وَفِيهَا رُبُعُ الْعِشْرِ, and in it there is rubu al-ishr, that is 2.5%, 1/40, which is the same thing as 2.5%, as we have explained. وأما صدقات الخارج من الأرض, as for the sadaqa of what comes from the earth, what comes out from the earth, or what is dug from the earth, min al-hubub, that is of al-hubub, that is the seeds, wa thimar, and fruits, the crops and the fruits. فقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس فيما دون 5 أوسق من التمر صدقة. There is no sadaqa on anything that comes from the earth, of the crops or the fruits. Even is not up to 5 awsuqin, 5 awsuq. There is no sadaqa, there is no zakah on it. What is 5 awsuqin? The Sheikh says, wal wasqu. Wasqu is the singular of the word awsuq. Situna sa'an. So is equivalent to 60 sa', the sa' that we use in measuring the zakatul fitr. It is the sa' of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is 60 sa'. 50 sa' is equivalent to 1 wasq. And we are supposed to have at least 5 awsuq. That is 60 times 5. That would be 300 sa'. If a wasq is equal to 60 sa', and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Laysa fi ma duna 5 awsuqin min al-tamri sadaqa." If you have less than 5 awsuq of date, there is no sadaqa on it. That is a compulsory sadaqa, which is the zakah that we are discussing. So this means that we have to know what is 5 awsuq. So we said 1 wasq is equal to 60 sa', meaning we are going to multiply this by 5, and this is going to give us 60 sa', 300 sa'. 300 sa', if you want to use kilogram to know this, this is equal to 612 kilograms. Meaning the one who has cultivated or planted some crops or fruits, take for instance date. So if what he has harvested is up to 5 awsuqin, 300 sa', or 612 kilogram, according to what has been mentioned. Then it is compulsory on such a person to pay zakah on it. It is compulsory on such a person to pay zakah on this. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَآتُ حَقَّهُ يَوْمَ حَصَادِ, and you should give out what is due on each يَوْمَ حَصَادِ, on the day of his harvest. So the one who has planted this crop and was able to harvest something as much as 612 kilograms or more than that, then the person will have to pay the zakah of this. If it is less than 612 kilograms, then zakah is not compulsory on it. If it is less than 612 kilograms, zakah is not compulsory on this. So using our own modern terms, 612 kilograms. But once you go by the hadith, the term used by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is لَيْسَ فِي مَا دُونَ خَمْسَةَ أَوْسُقٍ مِنَ التَّمْرِ الصَّدَقَةِ. And we say that a wask is the same thing as 60 sa'. So خَمْسَةُ أَوْسُقٍ will be the same thing as 300 sa'. And 300 sa', according to our own calculation now, this or our own measurement, this will be 712 kilogram. So we have known what should be the threshold before zakah will be compulsory on the farmer. We have known this, what will be the threshold. What is the farmer going to give out? The sheikh says, وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, فيما سقط السماء والعيون العيون أو كان أثريا العشب. So anything that was wet by the sky, والعيون, and the springs, أو كان أثريا العشب, or anything that has to do with the things that you know you have to the crops and the likes. So all these scholars will call al-mu'asharat, that is these farm produce or farm produces or produces that we have to pay zakah on. So athari walladhi yashrabu al-ma'a bi'uruqihi min ghayri sakkin fa huwa min athar al-shay' usuran li'annahu athar al-ma'a min ghayri 'amal sahibi. So things that who get water that have their roots, and they can easily get water. So maybe the water coming from other sources. So this is called the athari. So all these things, as we mentioned, they are the mu'asharat, the crops and the fruits that you'll have to pay zakah on. So he said, watch, you are going to pay an ashur, 1/10. 1/10. وَفِيمَا سُقِيَ بِالنَّدْحِ. So whatever is wet or irrigated, the nadhi, by fetching water in order to wet it, not that it is the rain or it is the rivers or the stream that wet it. So we use our own manual whatever in order to wet it. So we are going to give nisful ashr, half of 1/10. Half of 1/10. So one tenth, half of one tenth, that will be what? 1/20. That will be 20th of profit of all that we have had. Take for example, somebody invested 10, let's say 1,000 kilograms. So the person is going to give out the 10 profit as the zakah. If the person invested 1,000 kilogram and she is the one that has worked tirelessly, so to say, in order to get this thing irrigated by filling water and things like that to do that, then he's going to give out 1/20. That is 20th of the 1,000 kilogram. And this is going to be 50 kilogram. In the case of the 1/10 of 1,000 kilogram, this is going to be 100 kilograms. This is going to be 100 kilograms. This is with respect to somebody whose cross is wet by the rain and by this or by the stream. Now that the crop is wet by the human effort. So it is one that is wet by human effort that we are going to pay less. And that is 1/20. That is 1/20 of the whole thing. So if it is wet by the rain and by the stream or the spring, so to say, so this is going to be 1/10. This is going to be 1/10. So the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala said, فِيمَا سَقَطِ السَّمَا وَالْعُيُونِ أَوْ كَانَ عَثَرِيًا الْعِشُ. The ones that are wet by the sky, that is by rain, the one that is wet by the rain or by the stream, أَوْ كَانَ عَثَرِيًا, or the one that takes water through the roots. That's what we do, the roots. Al-Ishu, we are going to pay 1/10 of it. As I gave the example, somebody invested 1,000 kilogram. 1,000 kilogram is already more than 612 kilogram mentioned earlier, which is the Ishu. In the sub is 612 kilogram. So the person has invested 1,000 kilogram. So if the person invested 800 kilogram, 700 kilogram, you see more than 612 kilogram. So the list is for him to have 612 kilogram. If he has 612 kilogram, he's still going to pay the zakah. But anything less than that, it is not compulsory on him to pay the zakah. So this is what we have given as what the explanation. لَيْسَ فِي مَا دُونَ خَمْسَةِ أَوْسُطٍ مِنَ التَّمْرِ صَدَقَةٍ. There is no sadaqah in anything less than 5 awsuq, which is the same thing as 12 kilogram. But you are given the example of 1,000 kilogram, now 1,000 kilogram, so that what this would be easy for us to divide. So 1/10 should be given if your effort is not much. You are not the one going towards to bring water to water it and the likes. It is the rain that is watering it, or it is the spring around that is watering it. So you are not making much effort in order to apply it. So in this case, you are going to give 1/10 of it, which is 100 kilogram. So the remaining 900 kilogram will be yours. 100 kilogram is not yours. But if you have made effort by looking for water in order to wet it, water it, then in this case, the Sharia also acknowledges your effort. And that's why the Sharia says what you should give out 1/20. You should give out a 20th of everything. And the quintet of 1,000 kilogram that we said somebody has arrested, for instance, is going to be 50 kilograms. So 50 kilogram out of 1,000 kilogram is going to be nisfu al-ishr. Going to be nisfu al-ishr. So وَفِيمَا سُقِيَ بِالنَّجْحِ نِسْفُ الْعِشْرِ رواه البخاري. الإمام البخاري recorded this in his Sahih. So what are the things that as a category we have said things that come from the earth of crops and likewise the fruits. Is this applicable to all crops, all fruits? So scholars, they differ on this. According to the Hanafiya, they believe it applies to most crops and fruits, as long as what is something that people benefit from. So it is applicable to most crops and what and fruits. And they put their position with what? With what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that min tayyibati ma kasabtum wa mimma akhrajna lakum min al-ard. That is, you should spend from what we have, from the good things that you have earned. Likewise, wa mimma akhrajna lakum min al-ard. And from what we have brought out for you from the earth. So they say this is what? Aam is general. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فِيمَا سَقَتِ السَّمَاءُ الْعِشْرِ. So you should give out al-ushr, one tenth, from what as-sama, the sky, as water. Fima saqat as-sama. So the madia is also general, is am. So fima saqat as-sama al-ushr. Wa fima suqya bin-nadhi, nisfu al-ushr. So and whatever is watered by al-nadhi, by you trying to water it by yourself, not something that is watered by the sky or watered by the spring or the stream. So if that is the case, then you give what? This full archery or vintage. So they say it's general. This is the evidence of the Hanafiya. However, there are some other scholars who are of the opinion that it is only compulsory on only four things, not on everything, on only four things. So these are date, likewise the deed, the raising, likewise wheat and barley. So that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Mu'adh bin Jabal, when he sent him and Abu Musa al-Ash'ari to Yemen, he said, لا تأخذ صدقة, don't take صدقة إلا من هذه الأصناف الأربعة, except from these four types. From these four types. So he mentioned these things, التمر والزبيب والشعير والحنطة. So he mentioned this. They mentioned this. So and that is why some of the scholars, Zahiriyah, so they are of the opinion that zakah is only compulsory on these four things. And this is the favored opinion of Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala, likewise Shaykh Muqbil rahimahullah ta'ala. That is, you can only take sadaqah from those four things. You only take sadaqah from those four things. So this is the statement or the position of some of the scholars, as I've mentioned. This hadith is said to be weak by some scholars, and this is the favorite opinion of Sheikh bin Baz rahimahullah ta'ala. So that the hadith is not authentic. The hadith لا تأخذه في الصدقة إلا من هذه الأصناف الأربع الشعير والحنطة والزبيب والتمر. So that you should not take sadaqah except from these four things. That you shouldn't take sadaqah except from these four things. So they said the hadith is what? Is not authentic. However, for those scholars who have authenticated it, like Sheikh Al-Albani, Sheikh Mukbil, and some others, so they believe that it is only in these four things that you pay zakah on. The other view is the view that you pay zakah on things that you can store. The fruits. Likewise, the fruits that you can store. This is the third view, that you pay zakah on the fruits that you can store. Likewise, the crops that are storable, that are preservable, that you can store ordinarily. So this is the third view. The first view is the view of those who say you pay zakah on everything that comes from the earth. On everything that comes from the earth. So this is the first view. So the second view is the view of those who believe that you pay zakah on only four things. So, and those are the things mentioned. So the third view is the view of those who believe that you pay zakah on everything that comes from the earth that is beneficial and storable and storable. So this is the third view. So, and this, Wallahu A'lam, this third view is the view of most scholars, that anything that is storable, that you can preserve, or fruit, of the crops, this you have to pay the zakah. This is what most scholars are upon. So contrary to the view of the Hanafiya, who of the opinion that you pay zakah on everything. So for instance, somebody who is a vegetable, for instance, the Hanafi is going to pay zakah on it. So anything that is useful, they say you pay zakah on. But on the other hand, some people say, no, it's only on four things. Pay zakah on. These are dates, barley, likewise wheat, and raisin. So these are the four things as mentioned in the hadith quoted earlier. Then the third view is that you pay zakah on everything that is storable, that comes from the edge of the crops and the fruits that are storable easily. So like date, like corn, like barley, like maize, and many other things like that you pay zakah on them, as long as what? They are things that are storable. But things like yam, other things like that, you don't pay zakah on them according to majority of the scholars. However, the fact that you don't pay zakah on them does not mean that what? If you are now selling them, if you sell those things and you make money and you want to save the money, that means you are going to pay zakah of the money that you have kept for if a year goes on it. Or if you are buying those things from people who are what? Maybe selling them to you. You buy yam, for instance, you are starting a business of buying yam, selling yam, buying vegetable, selling vegetable. You start with less than ₦1,000,000, for instance. So as you are buying, selling, so if a year goes on this activity of yours, so you are going to pay zakah on the money. So as you have explained, and we are still going to explain, inshallah. So, but what you are talking about is somebody plants or cultivates a plant, and after the person has harvested it, so if the plant or the crop or the fruit is up to 612 kilograms, so meaning it is zakatable, in case it is zakah is due on each compulsory. And if the person pays the zakah, then he has paid it. By the time he's selling those things to people, you will not have to pay another zakah again in order to avoid what? A fine that is double payment of zakah. So if he has paid it, he won't pay the other one. So, but the one who is who has less than 612 kilogram, that's not zakatable. So it's not zakatable. So if the person sells it and he keeps the money and he has other money with him, so if he had everything to after the year has gone on all of them, then he looks at what he has and he's up to the worth of nisab of gold or silver. Then in that case he has to pay the zakah as we have explained before. So this is what the Sheikh Rahimahullah Ta'ala is saying. So as we said, some scholars said, no, it is only for things that are zakatable when it comes to what, to the issue of farm produce. So, but this, Allahu A'lam, is contrary to the view of majority of the scholars. Then the view that was, you know, everything that comes from the earth, that comes from the earth of the cross and of the cross, and the fruits that you have to pay zakah on everything, including the vegetable, this is the view of the Hanafiya. This is also not welcome by most scholars. So the one is that is correct, wallahu alam, or more correct, is that you pay zakah on things that are storable of the fruits and the cross. So wallahu alam. So the Shaykh Rahimahullah Ta'ala says, وَأَنْ سَأَلْ بِنْ أَبِي حَفْمَةٍ from Sa'al, the son of Abu Hafma, قال, he said, أَمَرَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِذَا خَرَجْتُمْ فَخُذُوا وَدَعُوا ثُلُثَ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَدَعُوا ثُلُثَ فَدَعُوا الرُّبُعَ رَوَاهُ أَهْلُ السُّنَنِ. Now this hadith that is said to have been reported by the Prophet of Sunan, Abu Dawood and others. So the hadith says that Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that إِذَا خَرَجْتُمْ, so when you are doing kharsh is for you to guess and to estimate what something will be. Now the farmers, during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companions and the Salaf al-Salih, the al-musaddiqun or al-musaddiq with shadda on the da, shadda on the da, yes, al-musaddiq, that is the one that has been sent out by the authority to take zakat from people. So these are the people called al-musaddiqun. So al-musaddiqun, or those who are also experts, when they go to a farm of a person who's supposed to pay zakah, for instance, they do a kind of trying to know what the person has in what in his farm. Now, if the fruits or the crops are what are growing, for instance, and they are about to be harvested, so they know that the owner may want to eat from it, may want to give it from it. So you do have, it's okay, we have seen your land, we've seen what your farm is what, so the things that you're supposed to place a car on. So with this, they say, okay, you are given one third of this to eat, you and your family, and likewise, you can also give to people, or one fourth of it. Meaning, what you are supposed to take as zakah, I mean the musaddiqun, what you are supposed to take from zakah, they will not take up to that. They will reduce that by one fourth or one third. So we know Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said what al-ushu, you are supposed to take one tenth of it all, or one tenth of it all. It depends on the way the farm was watered. So, but despite that, the Sharia wants them to also give out, that is to exclude one-fourth or one-third of the one-tenth or the one-twentieth again. So this should be for him to eat and for him to also give people. So the Sharia overlooked this. So this is what a lot of scholars have said. Some said, no, it is they don't take it out of what the person, what the Mossadiq is going to collect. Rather, it will be taken out, that is the own addition. If, for example, the person has a 1,000 kilograms, what when we look at the things that you have when they try to guess, somebody is an expert in guessing things. So when the person looks at it, he guesses that this thing is 1,000 kilograms, the way we can see it. So he would not consider it as what 1,000 kilograms. Rather, he watch, he will take out a third of it or a fourth of it. So if he's taking out a fourth of it, for instance, that means he's going to calculate, I think it's what, 750 kilograms that the person have in the front. So now that the person has 1,000 kilograms. So the 250 kilograms, for instance, which is a ruble, so consider for left for the person that he can eat from each, the family, give people and the likes. So these are the two ways that the scholars have interpreted or explained this hadith. Allah alam, the one that is more convincing is the first one, meaning they are still going to take out of that, or this one is also strong. So the hadith itself is said to be difficult. The amal, the practice is on each. So this is on the zakah of farm produce as the offer has it. So it is important that we take note of this. It is important to take note of this. Now, some people may not fall in this, but for those who are farmers, it is very, very important that you take note of it, because zakah is something that is compulsory on our wealth. So you should know when you are supposed to pay the zakah and when you are not supposed to pay zakah. And zakah is not compulsory on you. As we've said, that the more correct opinion, the most correct opinion is that we look at the things that you have, we are investing. If there are things that are not perishable easily, and there are things that can be stored, so in this case, we pay the zakah if they are up to nisab, and the nisab is 712 kilogram. So as for the one who is not the nisab is 712 kilogram, and what the person is going to give out will have to do with the way he has watered it. Is it through rain, through the stream, or through personal effort by being the fresh water in order to do that? If it is through personal effort, then please ask to give just 1/20 of it, and that is a misful alleration. So if it is what it is watered easily, like pulling through the stream and the likes, in this case, this will be 1/10. So 1/10, this is one of the highest that you give. The highest is khumsu, which we are still going to discuss. But this has nothing to do with what? With the farm produce. It has to do with what one sees of maybe the buried also treasures. So we are still going to talk about that. It's khumsu, 1/5, 1/5 of each. Meaning 1/4 to do for the person. He's going to give out 1/5 of it. But this, with this particular farm produce, this is just 1/10. So this is on what? On farm produce. This is on farm produce. So we should look at this. So the one who is buying from the farmer, buying from the farmer and is selling, such a person, this is not applicable to him. What is applicable to him is that the money with which he has started that business, if a year goes on it as he's buying, selling, then you have to look at it. And if it is not less than the sum of silver, which we said some weeks ago, is just more than 5,000 naira. So most likely, what the person is going to invest, if it is with respect to the one who is a farmer, it's going to be more than that. Huh? Then if the person is somebody who is buying, selling, so it's likely to have gathered more than that in a year. So we have to look at this to know whether it's the type of urodu tijara that we are going to play or not. So this is what we have to say on the zakah of farm produce. So what follows is urodu tijara. For this, inshallah, we are going to discuss some other time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us al-ikhlas fi al-qawl wal-amal, and may subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our deeds and overlook our shortcomings and make us image of al-jannah, and may subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit us with what we have asked. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. سبحانك لا أم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.